You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Color me cynical, but I think they knew this was going to happen and they knew they would get publicity out of it. And what's the old saying about there's no such thing as bad publicity? But Grubhub offered some promotion in New York City, where anyone in any of the five boroughs could get free lunch between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Or, as they say, Jeremy, technically $15 off your order. So whichever. If you had a $20 lunch, it would only cost you $5. Sure. But if you had a $12 lunch, you got it for free. They say it was total and complete, utter chaos.
Oh, no.
Thousands of, you know, orders within minutes. Restaurants were so flooded with orders they could not keep up. One cafe in Brooklyn said they got hundreds of orders in 5 minutes.
Hey, what are all these orders coming in here? Yeah, exactly. We can't keep up with all this. What's going on here?
And there was probably some salty language, which I wish I could have worked in, but...
Yeah, that would have been
Hey, what the...
Employees are slammed. Delivery drivers slammed. Most people who tried to get in on it had to wait either hours for food or their order got canceled. And Grubhub is like, hey.
Hey, what? What's the big deal?
A spokesman tried to spin it as a positive, saying the promotion, quote, exceeded all expectations.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's kind of ridiculous.
Now, along those lines, we wanted to chat a little bit today about another report that came out involving tipping. And in this particular story, it's for something like that, whether it's takeout or delivery. You know, I think we're all used to tipping delivery drivers, at least most of us. But what about this takeout thing, Jeremy? You order from someplace, you go and pick it up. What is the etiquette for tipping?
Right. And I don't know the right answer when it comes to this. I will say my observation that I touched on a little bit the other day was I have noticed that everywhere you go now, they have the little screen. It's those fancy new, like, they're little white screens, and you swipe your card, and then they do a little something on their side, and then they take that screen and flip it all the way around, and it's looking at you right in your face, and it says, how much tip would you like to add? And it's got the three buttons for like 10, 15, 20. And it is everywhere now. I feel like it's at every food place. I've seen it at like a flower place. You know, what's next? Kohl's? You know, are they going to flip that thing around? Like, would you like to tip your person that rang you up today? It's everywhere. And I got super annoyed by this. Because I was, believe it or not, at a mall the other day, and I was a little thirsty. So I went up to the food court, and I got a lemonade, which was like $3 or whatever. And the teenager behind the counter, oh, let me get that for you. You know, fills it up, takes him 3 seconds, handed it over, swiped my card, flipped the screen right on the front, give me a tip. I'm like, dude, you filled up a lemonade. I hit no. And you know what? What sucks about it is it makes you feel guilty. Because they know. They're looking at the pad, keypad, then they look up at you. They look down, they look up. They look down. And if you put no, you're standing right there.
I don't think for a moment that that hasn't been factored into
the
design of all
Absolutely.
Of this. Is because there is a psychology involved. Where when they flip that around, they are putting it in your, and they're looking at you. And when you're done, you have to flip it back around, so they're going to see the result.
So they immediately see that you did not tip them.
Yeah.
For something that I think was probably not tip worthy. But I was like, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm never going to see this teenager again. I haven't been in a mall for 2 years. I'm out of here.
Okay.
So I said no.
I saw it. We stopped at some ice cream place. I don't know, 4, 5, 6 days ago. It was the same thing. It's a mom and pop ice cream shop. And you get your ice cream, I got 2 scoops and a cup, went to the checkout, put my card in. They flipped it around for the tip. I can't say no to those. So their study of human psychology is right on because I can't do it. And I have to at least give 10% at least for something like that. So while I'll do 20 or more percent at a restaurant,
you're just handing money out.
Right. People at a place like this, I'm like, I'm going to go 10% for takeout. And I feel like this one was interesting because you're right. They almost always just have the three little boxes.
Yeah.
This one, I think, had
you could plug it in.
Five boxes. There was no tip, 10%, 15, 20, 25%. Those were all your options. And I guarantee you there's been studies done that say if you give people X number of choices, what they normally will default to. Right. Like, they know they're not going to get very many 25% on the ice cream. But if you put enough boxes on there, it probably drags people up the line a little bit.
Then you go into panic mode, too, and you're like, then you got to, like, somehow do the math real quick, too. And then if you're not good at the math and the percentages, you just, and you hit a button, too.
Yeah,
I think
or you might
part
hit the
it.
Middle one. So in this case, the middle one was 15%. So my normal is 10, but the middle button would be 15. And you might say, well, I don't want to be a cheapskate. But I also don't want to do 25% for a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
So
here's the one. I totally forgot about this. My wife just texted me. She went to a tap room, a brewery, the other night with some girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those places where the beers are lined up on the wall. You walk over with your glass. You pour. You swipe your card. You pour your own beer, and it charges you by ounce.
Mm-hmm.
She said she did that, and it asked for a tip. On that. And then she says, we also got food from the food truck. She's like, and I had to order it on the app. Nobody took my order. I had to get up from my table, go to the food truck, get my food, and then they wanted a tip there, too. Now, I can kind of see that one because they made the food, but really, she did 85% of the work. In her last line here, she says, I tipped like an idiot.
Yes. I am incapable of denying tip. And they know that. They know there's going to be enough people like me and enough people like you that will balance each other out.
So you order a pizza for carryout. You go in. You pick up your pizza. You're tipping. Even though you had to get in your car, drive to the place to pick it up.
I still tip.
You will tip.
See, I do it.
I don't. I have.
I know.
I have.
That's what I'm saying.
I
think you're counting on us balancing ourselves out here.
Here's why I stopped. A place like that, I don't know where the tip is going. You in a pizza place, you usually have a designated person up there running the register, helping people in and out, in and out, in and out. And then you have the people in the back actually making the food. So who am I? Who's the tip going to? The guy just standing there at the register waiting?
I would imagine it's like a restaurant where generally it is pooled.
Okay.
So that everyone, you know, the servers, the bussers,
and then they
the
divvy
hostess,
it out.
And they just it goes into a pool. And I would imagine it's the same when you pick up the pizza. But yeah, I'm gonna tip when I do that.
Stopped.
Get a load of this. The stats show that Americans balance themselves out like you and I do, because I said I'm about 10%. 21% of people said they would tip 6 to 10% on takeout. So that's me, and then. Another 1 out of 5 said they would tip absolutely nothing. So you and
I still feel like they are making money.
Out.
They're making money off of me still because they marked up the food. They're making a profit.
What
I got
are
in
they,
my
though?
Car.
Because margins are super small. And here's another thought for you. It could be an attempt to keep from having to jack prices up. So it's like,
maybe.
I feel like what a lot of these places are saying is, you have an option. You can, well, what I think is the right thing. We can disagree on that. You can tip voluntarily, or if we don't get enough of you doing that, next time you come in, this is going to be $4 more expensive. I don't tip for takeout, and I feel guilty every time. Then I go again, and I still don't tip, and I feel guilty again.
Every single time.
She says, stressful, with 2 exclamation points. Let's jump on a line here. Amanda, what do you know about this guilt with not tipping?
Hi. So I think that we feel guilty because we know that these employers aren't paying their employees enough, and we're supplementing that pay with those tips.
I agree with you.
Are they not, though? Because I hear that like places are hiring for $15, $16, $17 an hour. I mean, lifeguards are $16 an hour right now. It's pretty good, and most of these places are teenagers,
But then you go down the whole path of, is $15 an hour enough to live on?
Let's say a majority of the places that we're talking about have teens to, you know, young adults working there. It's a pretty good wage.
I know, but car payments and everything, man, I don't know. I agree with you, Amanda. I think it's because deep down inside, we're like, they're not making a bunch.
Yeah.
So let me throw in a couple extra bucks. Yeah. Amanda, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate that. That's what always enters my head is if I add $3 to this, is that going to hurt me? And my answer was always, no, I can afford to give $3
to the ice cream person. I mean,
it's $3.
My concern is where does this end? Are we going to go into a Target and then they flip the screen around? Or when you're done at Costco, you know, where does it end?
Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, bud.
I will tell you this, John, before you speak up, let me just say this. I know that I tip more than I should, and I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying it might be a problem with me. Like, when I go to those places where they will, like a discount tire or something, where they will just air your tires, you drive up and they will air your tires up, and it's a free service, I every time will hand a $5 bill out to the guy for airing up my tires.
Yep.
So I might be, I might have a problem with that.
here's what drives me nuts is like Domino's Pizza charges a delivery fee, plus they expect you to tip. My argument is, well, I don't, you know, if I pay for shipping on an item, I don't tip the delivery driver or the guy that boxed it up. Why am I tipping if I'm paying for basically a shipping fee or a delivery fee?
I've seen that too. Yeah. I order a lot of pizza from Domino's, and I still tip on the delivery because I still feel like that guy is coming to the house, making the effort. I don't know where that other fee goes to, but
yeah, you could deconstruct it on top of that. That a delivery fee is covering things like insuring the company against accidents and stuff, whereas the delivery driver is just someone who's out, you know.
Or maybe they're helping with fuel costs. I don't know, you know, with that one.
John, thank you for a great phone call. We appreciate that. What are some of the other ones that you saw come
Another guilt trip one. This is from Hannah. She says, I have a story similar to Jeremy's wife and the self-serve beer. And then they asked for the tip. She says, I won't say the place, but it's one of those self-serve frozen yogurt places, she says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they have all the frozen yogurt flavors on the wall. You grab a cup, you fill it up, you add your own toppings, you run the entire process. She says, I got to the register, they flipped the screen around, and there was the tip box. She says, I froze, pun intended, and put down $3 because I didn't want to look like a cheapo to the 16-year-old behind the counter.
Exactly.
That's from Hannah.
Well, there's also the stuff like we don't know, generally, unless you've worked at these places, we don't know everything that goes on behind the scenes, right? So they've got to clean this stuff out. They've got to rehook up the stuff. They've got to mix the batches behind the counter. They've got to keep all the toppings straight and clean, you know, because people are pigs when they go through.
Sure. There's,
so there is a lot of
there's
other
a little
costs,
bit.
But last one I'll read here. Sarah says, I tip for takeout and my husband refuses. She says, so I always volunteer to go pick it up because I feel bad for the employees and I don't want my husband to stiff them.
She's a sneaky tipper.
Sneaky tipper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Here's the thing. No one's ever going to convince anyone else to do it their way, you know, to tip or not to tip.
Who do you not tip? You're tipping everybody.
I'm an OT. I guarantee you I overtip.
Is there anybody that you won't tip?
I had guys come and work on the sprinkler system day before yesterday, and I tipped each of them pretty substantially. I was like, go get yourself dinner and a beer, man. Because I was like, these guys work hard.
Do you just keep like a fat stack of cash in your pocket all the time?
Cash.
Just like, pa, 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 pa,
I kid
pa.
You not, I keep cash at the house for tipping.
You're out for a run. Somebody's like, hey, how are you? You're like, whoa, you slow down. You hand them a 20. Thanks for saying hi. And then you take off.
Yeah, it's a little stupid, maybe.
Are you trying to buy friendship, Dom? Is that what's going on here? Is everything okay?
No, because I got no friends, buddy.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Working.
Are you trying to buy friendship? You tip the sprinkler guys, and you're like, if you guys want to come over on Saturday, that's cool, too.
And watch the game? You want to watch the game with me?
I'll give you another 20.